Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to give it up.
Yeah.
I'm a victim.
God's too tough.
And if God is loving,
then
the devil's going to
get me.
And if the devil doesn't get me,
the donuts will.
I can't win.
I've been taught.
God has to save me. It's only by grace. I got to
pray.
What kind of God
wants us to just pray?
Oh, that's right.
God
in man's image.
With a really big ego.
I should worship God.
I wonder why.
Because the devil
will get my thoughts anyway.
What if that's only a story?
And it's really
that we got out of whack.
That God in His loving
wisdom,
God in her awesomeness,
created
the emotional body
for the expansion,
the evolution
of human consciousness.
That God
is within each of us,
having an experience
of contrast.
I need to believe in the devil.
Oh, that's right.
That would be fear.
Fear creates the best devil ever.
Demons.
All kinds of things.
From fear,
we can create
sabotage.
In all types of ways.
All the ways I'm resistant
because of what I've been taught.
I want to keep everything good.
Everything good
that I have learned,
and gently,
comfortably
expand
into more good.
I want to be
an expression of prayer.
I want to live
with great grace.
I don't want to ask for it.
I don't want to beg for it.
I want to show up
in the experience of it.
I don't know what God was thinking.
Brain chemistry.
Hormones.
Addiction.
Fear.
Subconscious.
Inherited junk.
Gender junk.
Mass consciousness junk.
We don't even need demons.
We have food preservatives.
All the ways.
I'm stuck.
Because I believe
I should honor
what went before me.
I want to expand
lovingly,
gracefully.
I want to be the prayer
in every action.
Not the prayer
of the victim begging for help,
but the prayer
of gratitude
for life.
Well, maybe I'm not at that level
where I can feel grateful
for the earth experience.
But I might like to explore it.
Because devils are not
demons,
and blame it all on Eve.
I really desire
to expand
goodness.
That's all.
Goodness within me.
Goodness around me.
Goodness through me.
Goodness from me.
Goodness for me.
I want to keep everything good that I've learned
and reach for a little more.
Contribute a little more.
Fear.
I respect fear.
In all the ways it shows up.
Fear of self-love.
Fear of worthiness.
Fear of success.
Fear of happiness.
I respect fear.
Fear of change.
Fear of the unknown.
Fear of the known.
I respect fear.
However it shows up.
I will never get to escape fear.
I'm only seeking
to align
with a creator.
With a
Creator.
That is beyond my comprehension.
That is goodness.
And light.
And light.
Even if I don't understand.
Even if I don't understand.
The whole earth set up.
There's so much I'll never know.
I want to be
an expression
of grace and prayer
in my own body
in my words
in my actions
I want to believe in a loving creator
and create
in God's image
I want
to heal
the victim mentality
because I desire
to believe,
to experience,
to share
that God
is bigger,
better,
more loving,
more light
than any fear,
than any evil
that could ever exist.
I'm choosing sides.
I'm choosing sides.
I will filter negative emotion. Because God created it.
It
somehow serves the divine plan.
I will filter negative emotion.
The only difference is,
I'm making a choice today
to stop creating
from the fear,
from the negativity,
from the anger.
I'm making a choice
to stop making God like me
and choose to be
more like
an amazing,
loving,
true source
of goodness.
I keep everything good that I've learned
and I expand from there.
I give myself permission
to have a whole different experience
of me
and my perceptions
of God.
Okay, big breath.
And it's tricky because whether we say we believe it or not, everybody believes in a punishing God.
It's just that's been around longer than the consciousness that God is loving.
Think way back to mythology. You know, God would strike you down.
Or the whole Job story, isn't that freaky?
So see if that helps. But, you know, you can't get it wrong, but you can learn new things to have a better experience. But you can't get it wrong, whatever your experience is, whatever your beliefs are.